KEAYNU NHWR. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, sir. How's your morning going?
Fine so far for me, but today's the big day for you guys. Dave, if it's appropriate over the air, can you give me the eighth number? I had seven. Who's the eighth?
So we should have, let's see here, we should have six of our guys, so Big Pam and my son Micah and Marion, Wally's wife.
So I have Bill, John H., and Joe. Who's the other one?
Myself, Tom Orlicky, and then Wally, and then the two, Mike and then Marion.
Got it, sir. Tom was the one I'm missing, so I'll put him on that other roster. Copy that.
Can you see if Larry Milber, Milben, Larry Milben is on the list? His name doesn't sound familiar, and I'm thinking no, but it is early, and I have yet to have my coffee, so.
It is not on the list of 30 currently, but I could do a deep dive and look at that the original form. Do we think he filled out the online application?
I checked that Saturday. I checked that Thursday and there was no new entries. But he might have filled it out yesterday. He was asking about the cruise and asking about what time, you know, information about it, where we were deploying. But I didn't get it. Mike was the one that ended up getting the call, so.
It's like the name rings a bell, but I just checked the postcard list, and I don't see it on that either. So I guess we could sort it out later. But no, the name does not ring any bells to me, but I'll jot it down and keep checking just so we can figure it out.
Yeah, this sounds good. I mean, you might have even checked in to one of the vets and heard, you know, we were talking about it. It just stirred up some interest. So if he doesn't reach out or if he's not a current member, maybe what we can do is we'll reach out to him and give him some information as far as like how to get in and fill out the membership form.
Dave, I stand corrected. Maybe I got the name wrong. I show line 18, John, with the last name of what you said, K-E-8-J-B-R, but we're talking Larry?
Yeah, it's going to be a Larry. I don't, like I said, I know both of the names that are on the list. But like I said, I could be missing something because, like I said, my brain's not raining at the moment.
Very good. We'll set that aside, and we can add it if it needs to be at a later date, though.
Yep, we can do that later on. I appreciate it. And I'm probably going to be monitoring this channel today as well, so if you need to reach out, and I'm also going to be on the Discord app on one of the deck channels there. So.
Okay, Dave, sounds good, and as we discussed, I will be available in town today, not leaving Richmond, so I'll be monitoring the frequencies as best I can, as well as the Discord app. So likewise, if you need anything, go ahead and get a hold of me.
All right, sounds good there, Ken. I appreciate it. Hopefully you have a good day today. It's pretty cool. I think it's supposed to be warm today. I think we're supposed to get storms, too. I was reading that on Slack this morning, that there's potential for severe weather later on today. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Dave, you guys have a good, safe deployment. This is NAWRO after you.
We will definitely try. Appreciate it. Have a good one, 73. This is DAYN standing by.
Tell me what to do.
Just a suggestion.
All right.
Everybody's free to do whatever they want.
It's a free world, man.
I got a bit of an early start today. Let's speak out before anybody else woke up in the house.
I'm just no Donald this morning, so I'm just going to head straight up. What do you figure ETA will be?
10 minutes, 10 to 15.
All right, I'll cut out of here in 5 or so.
Nice day. Walk over there.
I actually was thinking about doing that.
It is a bit hazy, though. A little bit. So, gotta watch out for that air quality.
All right, you convinced me. I'm gonna drive.
Yeah. All right, see you in a bit. AB up here.
Stopping for gas this morning?
Sorry, what?
Are you stopping for gas this morning?
Yeah, I had a fill-up the other day. I had like 2 consecutive airport runs, so I topped off.
Okay, I was just going to say call me when you're leaving the gas station, but... All right, I'll see you up there in 10 or so.
Okay, hey, VP.
W-A-F-U.
Any VDZ mobile?
N-A-V-D-Z, N-A-V-D-Z, this is. NAWRO Richmond. Good morning, Mike.
WRO, good morning. How are you? It's Tim, is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct. I spoke to Dave a little bit earlier for the big day here. I understand you'll be working CERT today down there.
That is correct. I'll be at Helmick Park all day. We have our membership meeting this morning, and then the Warren Crime Commission is doing a family safety day, and so I'll be doing presentations all day on safety, family safety, preparedness, and also on go bags.
Very good. We got our two top leadership members very well deployed this morning. So I did mention to Dave I'll be monitoring the frequencies today along with Discord. So if there's anything ARPIS-related that you need, let me know. I'll be on the air or on Discord.
Much appreciated. I don't anticipate a need, but it's good to know that you're there for us, Tim. Much appreciated.
The pleasure is mine, Mike. There's apparently a slight chance of stormy weather later, but I'm hoping not, especially for those at the Dream Cruise.
Yeah, it may cool it off a little, though, because it's supposed to be a roaster today. But I was looking at the weather yesterday, and at least here in Warren, where I'm at, it's talking only about like a 30% chance. Now, that may have changed to something else overnight, but as of yesterday, only a 30% chance. So, should be good. But, yeah, it's going to be roasty. If you're out and about, make sure you stay hydrated because, yeah, it's going to bake today.
Yeah, I agree. The likelihood is pretty low, which is good. But, boy, you guys in the field, yeah, take care. And like you said before, hydrate. You can't do it enough.
True. And, you know, I used to do some a cappella singing, quartets and octets and quintets, and just having fun with, you know, with other people. And we had a vocal coach who once told us, you know, we talked about, you know, hydration and how important it is for the vocal folds and blah, 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 blah. And one thing he used to say to us is, sing right, pee white. You know, so if you're, keep your urine clear. And if your urine is clear, you're getting enough hydration. And so when people ask me about that, so now I say live right, pee white. And, you know, you can. That's how you can get your best determination of whether you're being hydrated enough or not. You're doing yellow, you're not, most likely. Some foods will discolor it. But for the most part, if you're drinking enough water, then you're gonna be pretty clear. Over.
Well, that was good for a good laugh this morning, Mike, because I do have a RN in the family, and she echoes that same sentiment to all the kids in the family and, you know, everyone just health-wise. And, yeah, it's kind of funny you mentioned that because it's what she used to say over the years as well. So, all right, Mike, well, you have a good, deployment yourself down there in Warren today. And, of course, we're hoping our team does well. Total of 8 members in the field today. That's including the Friends of ARPIS as well. So it's looking like a good day for everyone, and I wish everyone luck. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim in Richmond. I can let you go after yours.
Copy that, Tim. Thanks for the well wishes today. And, yep, I hope we all do great in ARPSC and CERT activities today. And we'll be having fun, at least, I'm sure, because I think this is all fun. And I'll be good. So thanks for what you're also doing today and keeping us on this end going. And we'll be talking to you soon. I'm just about to pull into Helmick Park, so timing is perfect. This is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will be standing by. I'm going to be monitoring this frequency all day, so if something's needed, let me know. And VDZ, standing by.
Copy that, Mike. Thanks again. And I will be posting the updated 8-man roster on Discord momentarily. NAWRO, have a good day.
KCC, NYU, Charles Lee. KTHNYU, WA meeting.
Hey, Wally, NAWRO.
Hey, Timmy, you heard from him yet?
Indeed, yes. Wild guess, maybe 45 minutes ago, we had a QSO. He gave me the final roster. I'll post it on Discord. But he must be ahead of you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any VHF with me. I do any handy talkie, but it's in the back seat. I'm driving. Shows, you can find him, tell him I'm here, or I'll be there at 8:52. The meeting starts at 9, so I should have enough time.
Okay, we'll check that then. You must be ahead of him. And, yes, if I do hear from him, I'll relay, but he's got to be getting close by now.
You mean close to the station in Berkeley?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, yeah, we'll be there at 8:51, so... had to pack the truck up a little bit with some go-kit stuff. This time I brought a tent, you know, one of those pop-up canopy things, just in case. Thought that'd be a good idea, too.
Oh, heck yeah. Just to keep the sun off, because today is going to be a scorcher. So good luck, Wally, for you, and I will be monitoring the frequencies over here as well as Discord.
Very good. Okay, I appreciate it. If I need to get a hold of you, I'm going to call you on FBI.
Copy that. It'll be on. Cell phone as well, too, as the backup. So have a good one, Wally. NAWRO.
Thanks, Tim. WAV. WAWRO, I think that's your call, NAWRO, WABD.
NAWRO, Richmond, you calling me, Wally?
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I played nice. I put the stickers on my truck.
You see, they fit on a real car as well as a golf cart just as well. LOL.
The problem is the golf cart is fiberglass and the real car is metal. And you ordered the magnetic signs, so I need you to get some fiberglass magnets.
I was wondering how those were going to adhere to your golf cart. I was thinking, is there like a metal plate that would work? But, yeah, we'll have to figure out a solution. Magnets on the opposite side or something? I don't know. Interesting.
So anyways, I was at the barber shop in Richmond the other day, and apparently you go to the same barber.
Yeah, I was trying to talk Matt up the other day about, hey, do you use two-way radios for the good old days? And apparently they do not.
So, just a soft pedal idea. Why don't you stick your nose in that and just tell them that for their parade we can bring some people there? I mean, got to run it by Dave, of course. I don't want to step on any toes, but... I got to thinking, you know, because they're really concerned about the safety of the parade, Matt was saying.
Well, I did that prior, apparently, to when you spoke with him, and he did not seem, at the time, positive about the two-way radio application. But maybe I'll redo it again and explain who we are. It's not his team doing it. It would be our team coming in to do it. So it's a possibility. I'll let you know.
or you could run it by Ray.
Not thinking of who that is. Ray?
Part-time officer, works at a car place there in town.
Well, that's the other aspect I was going to say. Maybe not necessarily the good old days committee, but it might be more on the blue side of things, because they have a big reserve contingency, and, you know, we'd want to run it by him first, too.
Okay, you're our official ambassador to Richmond.
Gee, thanks, Wally. Appreciate that.
Next meeting, we'll bring it up for a vote.
NABDZ.
Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Wally, and I'm not sure who else was on. I just heard you guys talking. I don't know who I'm voting for, but I vote yes.
There you go. If we get Dave's vote yes, it's a landslide.
Yeah, Mike, it's Tim in Richmond again. They're trying to draft me for something here again. So, in all likelihood, just it might be a little too late for this year. And also, good old days parade is on our picnic day, so I don't want to mess that up already. But it would be something to look out for, perhaps 2026.
Oh, I hadn't caught this. Good old days was on our picnic day. That. Oh, man, because I'm wearing shirts those good old days. Shoot. Well, I'm going to have to figure that one out, too.
Okay, boys, say a prayer for me. I'm going on Woodward.
All right, be safe out there, Wally. I'm going to stand by and just monitor now if there's any meetings.
All right, again, Wally, have a good deployment. You as well, Mike, down there, and Warren. I'm going to go have some eggs now. I will be listening throughout the day. NAWRO. Clear.
You could always packet Mike and I some eggs.
I don't think Winlink works that way, but I'll try. NAWRO.
Later, WAPD. Woodward and 696, northbound.
Good copy up here in Richmond, Dave, NAWRO.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that there, Tim. We're heading to post now. Good turnout today. They said that all the posts are covered for the morning shift, so not too bad. We'll hopefully have a good day today. KYNU, stand by.
Excellent. NAWRO, we'll be listening.
NAWCD, NAWCD, this is KYNU, you monitoring.
WDAKLL.
KZ8VSI, KE8VSI. Greg, you there? KZ8Z.
This is the Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KD8DX. Let's see. Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray, KD8DX. Let's see.
KD8DX, I think that's what you said. This is Kilo Zulu, 8 Zulu. Name here is Dave. How's things? You sound like maybe you're from a repeater, not where I'm at. I'm down in southeast Michigan in between Richmond and Romeo.
Oh, KD8Z, that's a unique call. Dave, okay, very good. My name's Howard, and I'm in Thomas Township, just west of Saginaw. So nice signal here, and I'm in a retirement home, and I just have a HT right now. So I'm actually been an active CW operator for 50 years. So kind of I miss that. So I'm gonna have to come up with an antenna for apartment, which is not easy. Okay, so back to you from KD8DX.
Hey, Howard, nice to meet you. I have not dabbled in CW. I thought about it. I play drums, so I thought, you know what? I might be able to hear the different rhythm in it and learn it quickly, but too many other hobbies. I'm fairly recently retired, about 4 years now. But it sounds like you might be ahead of me in that game. But I love that you're in a retirement home and you still found a way to get an antenna up there. I'm in my subdivision where we live. It's under HOA, the homeowner association stuff, and they say no antennas in the yard. So my antennas at home are in the attic. They still do, you know, really well. I'm really happy with them. But sounds like you figured out either a way around it. Or a way to sneak in under the rules. Back to you, Howard.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's too bad you got those restrictions in a way. Yeah, I'm used to having dipoles, and I moved here about 14 months ago from my old home in Saginaw, and I had a beam up at about 40 feet, and worked a lot of DX, and had a lot of fun. Yeah, CW's got a nice rhythm to it. I never played the drums or musical stuff for myself, but sounds good. And I'm not fast. Actually, my speech is probably about 15 words a minute right now. I'm age 87. Age is catching up, and mine works a little bit slower.
So, true.
Yeah, I got friends down in Novi. They're down in Novi, so haven't been down that way in quite a while. I don't like the traffic down there. So, all right, guys, back to you from KD8 to this.
Yeah, Nova is probably about an hour from me, but it's one of those where you can't get there from here. And to get there, you got to go across 696, which is crazy expressway. I mean, that's like, that's the speedway, so I don't like driving through there either. But just went out for breakfast. Today happens to be my birthday, so I had a birthday, a late breakfast. I just looked at the clock. I'm like, geez. So we had breakfast for lunch at a really nice place, nice breakfast place up in Richmond that Sean turned me on to. Sean's the one whose repeaters down here I'm talking on, and the ones that are linked. So just heading back. It's probably about 30 minutes from my house, and gorgeous day though. So I'm going to I'm coming up to a traffic stop here, so I'm going to let you go, Howard. It was very nice meeting you, and I'll be clear after you're 73 for KD8DX, I believe. KD8DX.
Very good. Solid copy and take it. Sure. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And good health, sir. And thanks for coming back to me. 73 from Kilo Delta 8 to Delta X-ray. YMU, were you calling an AWCB?
No, just figured I'd call, throw my call sign out there and see who's out. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good out here. Just kind of monitoring the radio and proofreading here a little bit. How's things going down there?
So far, so good. We're right here in the median of Normandy and Woodward. Just honestly enjoying the cruise. Had a couple incidences. We almost had a fight in front of us, but PD squashed that pretty quick. And then a couple of other things went down just north of our location. But other than that, it's been a lot of fun. Oakland's very happy that we're here and enjoying this, and so.
Okay, very good, very good. I'm glad that you guys are able to help out, and glad you're that you're enjoying the event. And sounds like it's definitely not been without the incident there. Of course, with the warmer weather and the amount of people and that. It's not surprising.
Yeah, no, not at all. Well, somebody said the Q word, so, and you know what happens when they see the Q word.
It wasn't me, that's for sure. Wow. just getting a taste of it there. Still got a few more hours to go. It's a plan at this point.
Yeah, for sure. So, hey, just to give you a heads up, I don't know if you've seen the weather or not, but they're looking at storms today, so I guess there's a potential for severe weather later on, just to give you a heads up there. But hopefully it holds out, if they clear us early, that's all right. But having a lot of fun. I'm hoping to get some more guys out here next year, and maybe we can bring some of this stuff to Macomb County.
Great. I'm glad there's a good turnout there from our group that's down there, and that's encouraging to see. And like you say, good experience, and pass it along to be able to do it again or do other events like this at HWCB.
Okay,
why are
you? Yeah, for sure. PD is really accepting of us down here. They're very supportive. Great officers, definitely for sure. And looking forward to the rest of the day. It's been good. So, all right, I'm gonna hop off here. I just wanted to throw my call out there and see if you were on or see if somebody was on. But appreciate you monitoring. Hopefully, you have a good day.
NABZ.
Go there, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. I got some stuff going on here, but got a little break here, and I was just listening a little bit. Glad to hear everything's going great for you over there. Over.
Yeah, things are going really well. Hopefully next year there, Mike, you can join us. For sure, it's a lot of fun, and hopefully, we can bring some of this stuff here to Macomb County, and a great experience for our guys, definitely. They're excited about it, and Oakland's excited that we're here as well.
Yeah, that's great news. Great news, good for the team, good for the county, good for Oakland County, good for everybody around. I'm glad we could assist, and I'm glad that everything's going well. This is NABZ.
Sounds good there, Mike. Sounds good. I'm going to get going, and they're doing roll calls. So have a good one there, Mike, and we'll chat there soon, and NAWCD as well. We'll chat there later on. This is KAYNU, and I'll be monitoring the station.
NAWRO Richmond, copy direct.
Hey, WCB, this is
NAWCD. NAWZ, hi Mike, NAWCD here.
Oh, I screwed it up, sorry Jim. Hey, did I hear you? I was doing some stuff and couldn't get to my microphone. My hands were busy and my mouth was busy. Did I hear you say it's your birthday?
Not my birthday, Mike. No, I'm a little bit later on than in the year, but glad you guys are working there with the Dream Team. I mean, you got another event going today, but David said, I hope you can join in the Dream Cruise there next year. We'll see what happens on this end. But anyway, 73, see, I'm going to clear off the 315. Have a good day. NAWCD, clear. 73, David, also.
73, okay. I just thought I wanted to throw in my happy birthdays, but guess not. All right, take care. Have a great day. Be safe out there. This is NAWCD.
NAVDZ, NAVDZ, this is NAWRO Richmond. Yeah, Mike, that was another station that was on frequency a little bit ago. He happened to have breakfast here in Richmond, apparently, and he was the guy with the birthday. So hope things are going well down your way as well. NAWRO, Tim.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, I was wondering, and I didn't recognize it as your voice, but I didn't know who it was, and so I also didn't hear the call sign and thought, well, I'll pass on birthday greetings, but so thanks for the info. Yeah, things are going great here. It's kind of quiet right now because the next event hasn't started yet. It's the Warren Crime Commission Family Safety Day here at Helmich Park in Warren. And so anybody listening that is interested, come on out. We're going to have some fun, going to talk safety, do a couple demos, do some CPR demos and other stuff. It's going to be a great day. So anybody who's interested in listening, come on out. This is NHVDZ, and I'll be standing by. Thanks, Tim. Be well.
You as well, Mike. NAWRO and NAWCB, NAWCB, this is NAWRO in Richmond. Tim, how copy? You are loud and clear on the message. Okay, sir, just figure I throw my call out to you because I know you and I are probably doing about the same thing today. So I'll let you get back to your project there, the proofreading project. We'll have to talk about that one day, too, because I did that when my daughter was going through grad school to some degree. You have a good one, sir. NAWR Richmond, after you.
traffic, but there it goes. Definitely, this is what is this okay document. Definitely a good time to submit. Thanks for reaching out, 73. Hope you have a good afternoon. NAWRO cleared, NAWTV.
WDAKLL on the mobile.
WRPM, KBSWR.
WRPM.
You're in there, sounds good.
It's pretty amazing. Okay. It's program and memories, and see you later. WRPM.
Are you going to go farther west, or like to do some tests if you can?
I can go a little further west. We're going to be sitting here for the next half hour or so, but yeah, I can drive a little ways down the road. But remember, it's just an HK, so.
All right. No biggie. You don't have to do what you gotta do, but keep in mind to try to do some testing. Are you hearing that one better? Are you hearing that one better than the 3-1 or no?
This one is full scale if I find a hot spot, but if I move around, it's fluttery, whereas the 3-1 is just 60 over solid.
All right, sounds good. I'll be out, but I'm sure somebody will be around and can holler back at you. Keep it up, Sylvia.
Okay, when you say you use the term all three what?
This one, the VHF, and the DMR are all linked downstate.
Oh, so the V's on the V and the U's on the U?
Correct. And the DMR is on the DMR.
Alright, got it. Alright, well, I'll holler when we're done. If I got a couple minutes to spare, I'll drive a bit west. But it'll be tracing the, going over the cam route exactly, but that's okay. W8RPM.
Alright, thanks. KBSWR.
I took out all the emergency stuff and left in. I'm a civilian and I'm being told I need to leave my house for the next 24, 48 hours.
That's where mine is more oriented to. It's not a 72-hour per se of taking care of the family. It's only me because of that. And I'm taking into account my weight, how much I can carry it at a comfortable pace. I might have to walk a long distance.
Right.
I learned up in Troy, so 15
and stuff there. I know exactly where it's at. I used to work Bell Fire. Okay. was there for 7 years. So I...
WAPI 10.
Even if I turn... smaller than that?
WDAKLL KFA DRC.
WDRPM, KVSWR.
KVADAT, listening.
KYMU, KYMU, this is NHVDZ. KYMU, KYMU, this is NHVDZ. Nothing heard. This is NHVDZ standing by. Mobile.
W8RPM, KVSWR. W8RPM, KVSWR.
This is NHWTV. You copy him?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. Just keeping an ear on the radio and an eye on radar as well. Things going down there.
We are doing well. We're doing well. Tired, but we'll muddle through it here. So.
Yeah, I bet you're tired. It's been a long day for you. Hope you've had some lunch. You either had some lunch nearby or went over to Upton and got something and maybe grabbed some dinner, too, while you're down there.
Here and have some fun.
Definitely. You know, you can recount your experience there, and hopefully next year rolls around, and I'm sure be excited to help out. And sounds like, it's went well, and it's pretty smooth up to this point, and all a good thing.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we'll get invited back, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, it's been good. So. Well, then I'm going to get off here. We're going to hop out and grab some food and try to get some liquid into us and some AC. So we'll chat here hopefully down the road or down the line. But appreciate you listening in. Hopefully you guys are having a good day.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yes, we are having a good day, staying in, just kind of enjoying things. Like I said, just kind of keeping an ear to the radio. By the way, I think BGZ was trying to get a hold of you here a little bit ago. But, we'll let you go. Get hydrated. Get yourself some food. Get out of the sun. Get some rest for a few minutes. And wind down. Time is winding down. But anyway, 73, see you in Micah, and we'll talk to you guys soon. And WCB, clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. 73, see you in 88, you and Mom. This is Kilo Echo 8, November Uniform Clear.
DMH Mobile, Traverse City.
WRM. WABD.
CQ, 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 KPA, KPX,
ACA GPS. ACA GPS calling. C2. ACA GPS. ACA GPS. ACA GPS calling. C2.
Yeah.